Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. And our second hymn today we're going to sing is Abide With Me, Fast Falls the Eventide. It's one of my favorite hymns. In fact, when my dad, we had his funeral, we had that hymn, and for my mother, and when I die, I'm going to have that hymn, because it is so beautiful in so many ways, to sing it, to pray it. There is something about evening that's beautiful, that's gentle. You know, the world starts to quiet down. A time to be still and reflect on the day. As one person said, Ralph Waldo Emerson, it's a time to tender the heart. And this mood is reflected in the hymn. It goes, Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail, when comforts flee, help of the helpless, abide with me. You know, the busyness of the day slows down. You might be a little tired, you want to relax, and if you take the time maybe to sit on your porch or to look out the window and you see the sun setting, you hear the birds and their evening song before it gets quiet, it's a beautiful time. It can put you in the mood even to be more open to God. In today's gospel reading, Jesus invites us to be with him, to abide in him, and he in us. In fact, the word translated as abide is a wonderful Greek word, and it's a powerful word. It's meno. And meno has a sense more than abiding, but to dwell, to make your home. It's like God is saying, make your home in me, and I'll make my home in you. A place where, you know, we can feel at home. Remember the movie E.T.? What did E.T. want? Phone home. He wanted to go home. Home is such an important thing. We want to go home. We want to feel that home. It's that sense that in a place where you feel, remember the old program Cheers on TV, a place where everybody knew your name? You want to go where you can be yourself. A place where you're loved as you are. A place where people know your name. And in God's home, there is a place where there's no separation here. There's no divorce. There's no undesirables. There's no orphans. No enemies. No one is excluded because of age or race or sex or political party or physical condition. All are included. All are cherished. All are welcome in this home, this meno of God, such as life in the Easter zone. In the zone of the new life in Christ, a new reality that is wonderful. When Jesus says, abide in me and so I can abide in you. So he is saying, I have come to make my home with you. And I want you to make your home with me. In fact, I'm taking a course on the book of Revelation. Boy, that's a tough book, especially to do it right. And Revelation 21, but says this, see, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them. Having a sense of home is so important for our basic needs, to feel that sense of welcome and love, and to feel that at-homeness and a place that has space to welcome everybody, a space big enough to be you. You know, anxiety, there's not much space. It closes you in. You feel defensive. You feel you've got to protect yourself. But a space where you can be open and vulnerable and know that you'll be cherished and not hurt. You'll be loved and not attacked. You'll be accepted and not rejected. This is the kind of home Menno talks about, what Jesus is inviting us to today. Where do you feel at home? Where do you feel the kind of space that I just described. You know, I hope it's here. I hope you feel it in God's house or any house of God, because you're already here. This place has found you. When you were just a baby, you didn't choose this place, but your parents or your godparents or your aunts or uncles, somebody took you to the font, and you were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You entered the Easter space. You were a new person. You're loved by God, a child of God, and no one and nothing can take that from you. Jesus abides in you, and he is in you through the power of what we call the Holy Spirit, the presence, the energy, the feeling of God in us. I want you to not just take my words for this. I'd like you to, if you will, kind of close your eyes. Maybe some of you are already sleeping, but you know, if you're not, close your eyes, and I'd like you to sit in your pew and pretend there's a string pulling your head up to the heavens. So your backbone straight and your posture straight, and both feet on the ground, and you put your hands on your knees, or you can fold your hands. And I want you to breathe through your nose and breathe deep, like into your belly, like a baby breathes. Not through your chest, but through your belly. Deep, slow breaths. Okay, so you got the physical, you got the breathing. And I'm going to repeat a verse from Psalm 46, and slowly. And I want you just to dwell on your breathing, on your posture. You ready? Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Be still. Be. I hope you felt God dwelling with you, and you dwelling with God in that sacred space. And that space can always be with you as a Christian. It's a holy space. The Easter zone reminds us that Jesus lives, that he loves, that he's with you. And you have this opportunity 24/7 just to be with Jesus, to abide with Jesus. Invite him to abide with you in that silence, in that beauty of intimacy with God. Yes, there are terrors and fearful things in the world, and you want to see that? It's 24/7. Turn on your television, look in your computer. Yet Jesus says, stay put. I am with you. You are with me. He says in John's gospel, yes, in this world you will have problems, but don't fear. I have overcome the world. Easter reminds us that love and life and goodness and peace and joy and welcoming and forgiveness are the most powerful force, and more than any other force. Yes. Yes, there is that, but there is Jesus with us. To be still, to breathe, and to know a presence of God's grace that's already and always with you. Jesus makes his home with us in our questions, in our anxieties, in our doubts, in our fragility, in our joys, in our happiness. He makes his home with us. That's what he promises. He is with us no matter what our condition. And this abiding doesn't take us out of the world. This abiding strengthens us to be his disciple in the world, to fulfill our destiny, to know where he's leading us, to give us meaning in life, and to serve and to love others. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, I, you know, in Dave can tell you too. I mean, it's been a pastor, or you yourselves, when you go into a hospital room or something, sometimes it's scary. Sometimes you say, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I mean, there's a ministry of presence. But then you pray, or I pray, Lord Jesus, take over. I don't know what I'm doing. And he does. He's with me just like he's with you. And sometimes the words will come out that you never expected because you're in the vine and you are the branches. The image gives us today is a living, vibrant, loving action where the Spirit is like the juice that goes through the branches into the bearing good fruit, being fruitful beyond imagination when you surrender and let God's Spirit flow through you. And this fruit manifests itself in so many beautiful expressions in the world. Caring for others, caring for the sick, finding ways to be the church, finding ways to teach others, finding a way to love others. Jesus makes it very clear today that he is the life-giving vine. And in order to know life, abundant life, surprising life, energized life, meaningful life, life with a goal and life with a purpose, life with satisfaction, we need to be attached to him, to Jesus Christ. And then with your branch, you can grow as you wish, grow here, grow there. The Spirit blows where it will and bear good fruits. By their fruits you shall know them. That's how you know that Jesus' Spirit's working through you. Jesus says, abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides with the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. You are abiding in Jesus. You're here today. You're here today. The church is gathered. Word and sacrament. Where two or more are gathered, he is here. The hymn we are about to sing states, I fear no foe. With thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight, and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where grave thy victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me. God makes his home with you. Make your home with God, and be open to the Christ-like fruit that you'll bear, that will be tasty to you and to the world. And that the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.